My Lord is resplendent in adamant arms, and fully possessed of his orderly charms. He says we must dig out a glorious tomb to house all the heroes we've sent to their doom. There's no greater shame, says Minty with a sigh, than to leave behind those we have ordered to die. So dig ye and tunnel and train ye at war. No dwarf shall be slain and forgot heretofore. But who will remember us, Minty, my lord, when the last brother falls to the bite of the sword? When the beardlings are silenced and no longer cry, and the smoke of the forges is gone from the sky? When the riches are lost and the barrels run dry, and there's nobody left but the dead? He tells us to arm and to train and to spar, and remember the foul ones that came afar, to siege us and slay us and wipe us away, and the heroes who died to keep them at bay. Oh, counsel, cries Minty, we ne'er shall relent, till the enemy steal all is shattered and bent, till the blood of brothers is fully repaid, and the future of Gemclaw saved by the blade. But who will remember us, Minty, my lord, when the last brother falls to the bite of the sword? When the beardlings are silenced and no longer cry, and the smoke of the forges is gone from the sky? When the riches are lost and the barrels run dry, and there's nobody left but the dead? My lord has long fallen to slavering jaws, and no one now follows his orders or laws. The dying has come, and it's said he's been seen surveying the fortress unkempt and unclean. My friends, cries his spectre, engrave ye the tale of the showers of blood and the rivers of ale, the glory of Gemclaw, the recently great. Quick hurry, before it's too late. Now none will remember Minty, my lord, since the last brother fell to the bite of the sword. Now the beardlings are silent and no longer cry, and the smoke of the forges is gone from the sky. Now the riches are lost and the barrels are dry, and there's nobody left but the dead. There's nobody left but the dead, my lord. There's nobody left but the dead.